That's true.
There you go.
Yeah, woohoo! That's easy.
Yeah, so it worked. Yeah, as I said, they just had some issue from their end that didn't work. So all good. All good in the hood.
Yeah, that makes your life a lot easier. You don't have to worry about the phone. You don't have to do anything.
No, it was just, yeah. I didn't know it wasn't working. I was just wondering why I wasn't getting called. So,
yeah, we need to always double check. Just say, hey, check this for me, Gary. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've had a lot. I mean, I've just had the school holiday, so, and I've got Isabel home again today because she had the vaccine and now her arm's really sore. And
what vaccine?
Oh, they give them, at high school, they get, all the kids get 2 vaccines in year 7.
Okay.
The poor things, they get tetanus and HPV, and they put one in one. Yeah, so there's probably a lot of kids at home today with a sore arm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, Nina's not feeling well. She's had...
No,
blue, migraine, it's all here at once.
Yeah, I was crooked yesterday with the worst headache.
Mm.
I kept going though. I sent out 7 sample packs yesterday.
Oh, well done.
Including yours, so altogether 7 in total.
That's what we're talking about.
And I've got another one of yours to send out. I'm not yours, sorry, my own to send out. And if you've got any more, let me know because I can, you know what I mean, the easier it is to do more at once.
Of course, you don't want to be playing yo-yo with the post box.
No, I mean, luckily I found one that's a little bit closer than the one, so it's just sort of like easy, but still, you want to be, like eventually it'll get, before you get to pick and save or whatever that does, pick and pack, yeah. You know, like you want to sort of make it in one section rather than up and down all day. But you need people to get them quickly too, otherwise.
Mm. Get them while they're hot. Because the principle of what we're doing is working. We can see it working. You know, it's like once we get people in each pipeline and then automatically with a call, with a text, with an email, with a newsletter, we catch them, because you call, when you call them, the likelihood of them being ready to buy right there and then is going to be quite slim, okay? We know this. But your job is not to sell them anything on the right there and then. Your job is basically to get them interested or to get them to look at our products. And then going through the funnel, what that does is it reminds them about who we are and what we do. And we just keep reminding people about who we are and what we do. And one day they will say, oh, perfect timing, Rachel. I was just thinking of you.
There was a girl I... had left a, because I don't leave text now, I just leave voice messages if applicable, if it allows, and it's quicker, so I'm doing it quicker than before, and I'm getting kind of a bit more of a swing of it, but I left a voice message for a girl, Mims Beauty, and she's from Spa Circle. Then she rang me back, but I think I was on the phone, so then I rang her back and she goes, oh, she's really interested because she wants to get rid of something she's using and she's really interested in Skin Virtue. So she asked for brand information and a pack and I've sent that to her yesterday.
Yeah,
she's pretty keen and I just said, oh, it's really good to get involved with us at the moment because, we don't have locking contracts or minimum orders, but, down the track, obviously, as companies grow, that changes. Really up and coming. We're so fantastic. And she's like, oh, wow, that's great. So.
Exactly. And, occasionally you get a hot one. That's perfect. It makes your day. But don't get disheartened if they're not interested at that particular spot or they're not locking it in. As long as we can send out these sample packs to them, they're in the funnel. once they're in the funnel, we can push them slowly through. We don't do the whole, we're not going to go for the hard sell. We're just going to go for education and reminding them that, hey, we do exist. You know what I mean? So I don't want you to feel under pressure that you have to say stuff.
I don't feel like when I'm talking to people, I'm under pressure like that. I'm excited to tell them about the brand. I just worry, you know, like, oh my God, how are we going to make this, you know, like I want to be involved and I'm really committed, but you get scared. You're like, I just don't want this to fail, you know?
Yeah, I understand. No, as long as the numbers, that's all what it's about, just numbers. Like, what we're seeing is statistics show that if we have X amount of people in the pipeline, say, for example, for every 100 people we have in the pipeline, we may get 2 sales, yeah? If we have 1,000 people in the pipeline, we'll get 10, or what is it, times by 10, 20, et cetera, et cetera. The numbers are just plucking out of my arse. But right now, we're looking, to tell the truth, we're looking at what we're looking at? So it's 10%? 10%, basically, give or take, return. You know what I mean? So it's a case of, it's just more numbers in the pipeline, more sales we get. That is it.
Yeah, I see that. You know, and but how, you know, like, I believe once we get people involved, that it will, people will become like the product and come back and back. That's what I think.
Exactly. That's the key. Because what we're looking at is the lifetime value, not just the one-off sale. You know what I mean?
God, no.
You know what I mean? It's like when you look at, we'll have all of these people in the pipeline, and then the ones that do sell, the one that do buy, they will come back. And they will keep coming back. They will keep coming back. And then we keep building. And this is how the business grows. It's that it is, initially it's slow. But then after a while, we're going to get constant, every day there's going to be sales. Every day. You know,
that's what I want. And I think that, I mean, from my perspective, I think that we just have to find a way to sell it any way we can. Like, you know, like, I don't want to limit it to, think that if we can, wherever and anyway, because, you know, like, if you start thinking about, oh, if we do this, we might upset this, well, fuck that shit. I have that a little bit like that mentality, because hang on a minute, there's a lot invested in this, there's a lot of people involved in this that want this to work, and I can't let, you know what I mean, like, this over a period of time, I want to get to, well, if you like it, you'll buy it, and that's it. We're delivering a beautiful product. It's all, you know, it's consistent. If it's always of the same quality and service, then why are you saying dictating what we do and we don't do?
No, we're not going to worry about that.
I think it should just be like all those beautiful brands, like, I don't know, La Mer and Augusta Spade, and that are like amazing brands. And they're all LMS. They can still be bought everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they can be bought everywhere.
We will be selling in numerous verticals. Like, what they call that is vertical lines of selling. So, for example, one vertical that we're doing is telephone, yeah? And then another one would be email. Then online, Adore Beauty. It could... one day we will do TV ads.
Or you know, like, wherever, like maybe Mecca. I don't know. Like, those sort of places have so many stores. Why couldn't you go into a Mecca?
Yeah,
Mecca
exactly.
Mecca have Mecca Maxima. They have multiple. Or once you get in with Sephora, You know, why can't we be in those stores?
Eventually.
Because those orders are big order, initial big orders, and if you don't sell, they get rid of you.
Yeah, exactly. But what it boils down to is just timing. That is all. Yeah, because right now we can't do everything that we want to do, because we don't. Firstly, we don't have the time, and we don't have the resources.
Yeah,
That is all. That's the only thing that's stopping us. Like, the amount of people that work with us, it's like there's only three of us, literally. So the three of us can't manage a whole empire. We have to build it slowly. We have to say, right, what we do, we'll start, you know, emails, cold calls, picking those targeted clinics, skin hospital. I've got another one that I'm looking at that is a better version of Spa Circle. It's what's it called? It's called Fresh Clinics. They have about 1,000 registered nurses. Yeah, and what they do is that they basically train the nurses, they train the clinics, they put together all of their systems in play. And then they also sell them products. So I'm actually talking with them as we speak. Now they're reviewing. That is, I'm sending out samples to them. And hopefully next week we will sit down and have a chat. If that's the case, that will really be beneficial for us.
So, and what about some of the plastic surgeons? Because I saw a plastic surgeon online all the injectables, and they do everything from nose, boob, body, and then they have nurses who do injectables. And he was talking about the importance of skin and the right skincare products, and you've got to look after your skin. So why can't we approach plastic surgeons?
We are. Like, we're not limited to who we approach anymore.
Because reckon that they like boutique-y, and more so I'm not talking the bigger injectable clinics. I'm talking sort of like plastic surgeons who want some skincare brands, and they might be a good niche market rather than people that are skin spas. I just have a feeling that they could, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we don't have a lot, you know, they like that concept of quality
we are.
Skin products.
I am approaching 50 new people every day, literally. Yeah, and that list is their plastic surgeons, their doctors, their dermatologists, their clinical nurses. It's like the list is extensive. So my database is growing extremely. So that
we need to get me in front of the doctors, not the nurses, because they'll block me. Get the doctor to say, no, yet if I get in front of the doctor and convince him, and then he says to the nurse, look, we want this range, you just sign her up. That's what the way to do it. Like, the nurses will be like, oh, yeah, what do you got?
Yeah. Exactly. So what I'm doing at the moment is, like I said, 50 emails a day are going out to numerous clinics, doctors, surgeons, everyone. I'm not limiting it at all. Now, out of 50, you know, like every day, it's all now automated through my system. I basically, at night, I'll go through my list. I choose who I want to send the emails to, and then that will schedule the emails to go out throughout that day. Now, I'm hoping this process just keeps going and going and going, and eventually these doctors, surgeons, whoever it is, will then say, right, okay, yes, we're ready. And then the list, once they go through my list, then they get put into your list. You to then call them up to say, this is where we are, this is who we are, etc. So it's about the sequence. I'm doing the top of funnel, and then filtering it down to you and Nina.
Do you know, you just got an email back from Jane saying she wants to do the Teams meeting.
Uh-huh. Just came through, did it?
Yeah. And because I saw the email you sent to her.
Yeah.
And she's
right.
Just responded to you.
Uh-huh. There you go.
That's
baby.
Pretty cool.
Baby.
So that's a little bit of a confidence boost, you know, that they're still
yeah,
on board.
Exactly. They're interested.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they're
now
still
it's just
open,
about
yeah.
timing and getting it right and making sure that that works. Because the moment we onboard these guys, our messaging then changes because it gives us brand validation. Doctors.
I'm telling people anyway.
I am too. Don't worry. I've already put it on our website.
Yeah, we've got, because, see, the thing is that we did that for them and we put our time into it. We've got every right to leverage.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, we're not waiting around for these people. We need to, you know, action it, and we need to get this action as quickly as possible. So it's great. It's all good. We just I just believe it's a numbers game right now. We're just at the tip of the iceberg. And then every day, every week, We start expanding. Now, we can't do it too fast because we will fall over. And we can't do it too slow because we will fall over. You know what I mean? So it's now
yeah.
it's about getting that optimal return. For example, I'm not sure you would receive a daily email from HubSpot showing what we do. Do you get that?
The inspiration dash?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you look at the 9 o'clock one, the one that came out, let me just see, call it up. Okay. I can see a 300% increase in calls. Yeah. 159% increase in emails. And it was it's Thursday. Yeah. By Friday, the machine is now starting to turn itself over. It's starting to work. So, and this is exactly what Jay was talking about. He says these numbers are the numbers that matter. You know, those calls, it should be a minimum of 100 a week. Yeah, minimum for us to move the dial. And then eventually it should get to 200 a week. Yeah, 300. Because once we get to a certain number, the results will come. They will come. Because it's just, this is how the system works. It's not necessarily, it's no longer about, oh, yeah, Skin Virtue. Skin Virtue is good. Right, our products are great, so we will get the return customers. But where it comes to new customers, it's just approaching enough new customers on a daily basis where it filters through the system and then they start becoming customers. Once we get one new customer, that customer then may come back monthly or every 3 months to buy more stock. So then we keep building that. And then eventually we'll have enough customers that you'll get one every day coming back to buy new stock. That keeps turning around.
I keep thinking over and over in my mind, because we are a range and it's not just one product.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people have their favorites, but it's not like you kind of can buy 10 of our products.
Yeah.
Right. So how do we get that one product to go viral to get people buying other products?
Uh-huh. That's like a hero product.
A viral product.
Yeah.
Because if I look
at
the brand.
I'm hoping it would either be the... the Firmin mask or the Ceramist, because those two, they're awesome. They really are.
I think the Ceramist.
Awesome.
I think the Ceramist. I'll tell you why. I mean, I think we could have both, and I think both of them have got certain values. Like, I think we almost need those two products, because crazy skin, you get a visible result. But the serum is, when I tell people, oh, we've got a serum and it's in a mist format and you mist it on and you get a glow, people go, oh, my God, really? So, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
they get...
It's 16 active ingredients in it.
Yes, and I just
all
think...
All of them beautiful ingredients.
You can drink that shit. It's unisex.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I think like, it's men will buy it. Women will buy it. Young
yeah.
girls will buy it.
Yeah.
Older people will buy it. It is such a great thing. I haven't ever found a... That was the first product of Skin Virtue I got hooked on, and I'm talking back years ago. I just thought,
yeah.
oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed by this. That it is my favorite. Like, I love the mask as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the moisturizers. I love everything. I really do.
Yeah.
I genuinely love everything. But if I was, you know, to say what is going to be a product that we can get to go viral, that gets people like, you know, like something. And people do.
I think it would be one of either the Ceramist or the Firmin mask.
Or both.
And it will happen. But what we need, first we need a marketing budget. Yeah.
Yes, and that's
that
true.
Is, you know, we need someone who's great at PR. Yeah.
Yes.
To say, hey, right, the brand, and this is, it will happen. It is part of our playbook, definitely part of the playbook. It's just a case of, right, which one? Where do we focus first? Because we've got limited resources. Yeah? So it's a case of, if we put all of our resources into PR just for the Ceramist, for example, and then we pull back on everything else, it's a Hail Mary that it will stick. And it's like, how much will it cost us to promote the Ceramist, because it would just be a social media campaign. Yeah, it would be.
I think PR is the biggest fucking rip-off, paying someone for PR. And I've been around a shitload of it.
Well,
you know, anyone
internally, but again, it's timing. It's like,
it's timing. It, don't ever pay. That is something we can do ourselves. It's just get some budget and plan what to do. Because when you pay someone for PR, they rip you off. It's bullshit. All the
yeah.
smartest people who promote their products, so is Foster Brake. If Roxy Jasenko had a skincare product, Sam Brett, all those girls get a hero
yeah.
product. They do the campaigns themselves.
Yeah.
They do it themselves. They don't get... Maybe you get a PR agency that's honest, that is going to plug you in to their clients that you are very friendly with. You know what I mean? If you engage
yeah, well,
with them.
You know, PR for me is not so much about them, you know, doing the work. It's about their connections where it comes to the editorial editors.
Yeah,
you know,
the connections.
Newspapers. It's all of that, because that's how you get it. You want the newspapers, Vogue, whoever, you know, to say, hey, this is the best thing since sliced bread. Hey, this is this, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I don't have that network. We could produce a campaign, but then we do need access to that network. We need to start building relationships
with all of these beauty
editors.
You do it yourself. Like, you just email. It's exactly, okay. All it is,
okay.
Exactly what we're doing now. And when we say, okay, we've got the sales to a point, now we're going to focus on PR. We find out who that lead is. We email
yeah.
and cold call ourselves and follow
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
So you do.
Okay.
That's all how PR, and you know what I've also
okay.
learned from, because I've done some courses in it. those people in those editorial and those newspaper roles change like a fucking revolving seat.
Yeah.
There's always someone different in the role, so it's a very transient. So they're changing monthly or quarterly or every 6 months. So, you know, the days of those being long-held connections are gone. It's just a matter of hitting that person or that new person every 6 months, every 3 months until they write about you.
Yeah. Well, I would suggest, I think you would be great for this as well, and I don't want to give you too much too soon, but as a sideline, start building or looking at connections for these beauty editors. You know what I mean? It's like we have to get it out to the beauty editors. We need to be able to say, hey, it's like what we're doing with the clinic, but we have to be able, we have to have a parallel sort of system for beauty editors.
Correct. And it's not the timing. It's not the timing. This is something that we look, we do exactly what we're doing now. It, now is not the time. But in 3 months or six
yeah.
months, we plan that out.
I would like to think in 3 months' time we will be ready to actually, you know, roll out to
yes.
beauty editors. Yeah?
Yes.
Because we
yes.
would have that sort of traction. And hopefully we'll have other people helping us, you know, what with those initial sales calls. Because it's
yeah,
like,
for sure. Yeah,
we can't
yeah
take,
for sure.
We can't, like, once this starts working, we can't take our foot off the gas. And I'm not expecting you to do calls, this, and this. It's like, it's going to get too much. We want to manage it correctly. Because the gas, where it comes to the whole sales element, we're going to have to put our foot even harder on the gas for that. Because if that works, well, when, should I say, when that works, it's going to case of double down on it. Double down again.
Double down. Like, yeah, I think it's timing. With PR, my honest to God is personal experience with it is everything in our back end, every single
mm-hmm.
last thing in the back end, every system we have in place has to be shit hot tight, because when
yeah.
you start going to PR and people Google you and people straight away look you up, boom, you want it to be working. You know,
yeah.
like you see people have this fabulous PR story and I Google the brand and I can't find a website for it because
yeah.
they've pulled a connection, they've gone to a party, they've snorted some coke with someone and they've said, oh, I'll write a story on you. Okay, great.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, that there is a lot of that that happens. You can sell yourself on the spot on a night out.
Yeah.
I used to do it 24/7 in my burlesque career, sell myself hard. But I had everything to back it up.
Yeah.
But if you Google a brand, it has to be ready.
Yeah.
So I've learned don't pull the trigger on that until you're at a
yeah.
your platform
well, that's
is
like,
strong.
These are benchmarks that we should be aiming for.
Yeah.
It's like just not have your mind open to it that it's going to happen. Yeah. The only question
yeah.
is when. So let's start preparing for it.
Preparing for it. So we say by early next year we want to be hitting those PR targets, because it's also timing with PR. We don't, now is not a time to PR. It's winter, everyone's out of town. PR is all about planning and timing and getting
yeah.
your maximum cut through about it. Now you can get people to write stories and promote you when things are quiet because there's no other news. There's all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
So you, when you do it, you want to be able to maximize on it. You know, and
yeah.
you may not get stories written when you're up and coming and you're not super famous, written about you at quiet times. That's okay too. That
yeah.
may be the starting point. Like I might be able to find someone to write about it right now because everyone's on holiday, no one's around, not much
yeah.
happening. They don't have a pile of work. There's all those
yeah.
things that come.
And our pencil's not sharp enough. You know,
nowhere near, like, not even close.
It's not sharp enough, and you don't want to miss the opportunity. It's it's like, if someone's not going to write your best thing since sliced bread twice, yeah, they're going to do
correct. They're going to do it once. They're going to hook you up once, but they've got to like what you do. You know, like, they've got to like what you do. You've got to get in front of the right people. It's
and
very.
I think, you know, what we need is to have these people that are actually, like, these editors, these whoever it is, they're actually using our products.
Oh, definitely. But
you know,
remember, they're getting so much.
Exactly. It's not just a case of, oh, it's come across their vision. It's a case of, no, it's on their shelf at home.
But it's timing as well. You know, that's what I mean. Like, we've got to get it. I think that what people need right now in terms of beauty, I think there's a lot of kind of like, there's so much noise out there, and there's people using a bit of this and a bit of that and famous products, whereas I think that what we want to come, you know, as we focus on, you know, repairing skin barrier, that we believe
exactly.
that continuity, using five of our products is going to give you a better result. It's not expensive. You're not using a bit of this and a bit of that. And you're not going to get the results you're getting that we provide by using a more stable range of products. And I think I think skin health is going to come into play very soon, because I saw a prominent plastic surgeon talking about it on his Instagram last night, saying, oh, but skin health's important. You know, you can put all the fillers in your face, but skin health's important.
Exactly. You know, and even something like that, it's like, you should, wherever you see, just forward it to me, and then I will then target that guy. You know, I can...
Dr. Jeremy Hunt.
Jeremy Hunt.
He's a Kambala dad, okay? He's a Kambala dad. I would, you know, like, I think he you know, he's a Kambala dad. He is, you know, he had his own range there for a while, so I don't know what's happened to that. But he is the sort of, I actually know him a little bit, and he's the sort of person that would be like, oh, you got to go through the nurses. So I don't decide on, I know what he's like. He'd flick you off to a nurse and then she'd block you. I'm not being negative, but I could imagine that.
Pardon?
He would flick you off to his nurses.
Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter. As long as
he's quite friendly with Jay. He's actually a good mate of Jay's. It's almost like if Jay could get in front of him, we'd be in. Put it that way. We need Jay to get in front of him. Jay would convince him.
Uh-huh.
He's very good friends with Jay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it would be Jay that would get him across the line.
I see
in a New York session. Yeah.
I see him.
He's making so much money.
All right. I'm gonna target him now. Right now. I'm gonna send him one of my connection requests. And see.
If he's a mate of Jay's, he'd be a mate of yours. You know what I mean? Like, he's a good bloke. He's a boy's
bloke. He doesn't ring any bells. I can see his face on his... I'm on his LinkedIn page right now.
Yeah, he's a decent Aussie bloke. He's got four daughters at Kambala. He's got four daughters.
Uh-huh.
And he's a hard-working dad.
Yeah.
Worked really hard, very successful. Has worked really hard for it though.
Yeah.
No, nothing's been handed to him. No trusting. He's really good. Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay.
Like, wanted something done, I'd go to. If I wanted a nose job or, you know, breast or anything, I'd go to him. I'd choose him.
Okay. Well, I'll target him. I'll target the nurses as well within his office.
And target target Michael Yanaev. I don't know what the name. Look him up. Dr. Michael Yanaev. Because Michael's a bit of an underling, but he might be more hungry to take it on. What's the name of his clinic? Michael, what is the name of his clinic? I've forgotten his clinic. Dr. Michael Yanaev. He's Russian. Mm. But he's a nice guy. He's also made a joke. Yeah. Y-U-N. Because he's one of those ones that wants to be involved in things just to fit in and look good. But he's got a clinic. I've forgotten the name of his clinic. What's the name of his clinic? Oh, it'll come to me. Leave it.
Okay, well, when you do, I'll even just...
I have to remember.
Let me know, and then I'll also put him in the list.
Yeah, I can't remember his clinic.
Nina's saying out in the background he's a breast cancer doctor or something.
He is, but he also does, yes, he is, Nina. He's a breast surgeon and he's a Kambala dad and he also does the beauty side of it as well, some of it. I don't know if he, I'm sure he does injective as well. So he does plastic. Yeah, there you go, yeah. Nina. What's the name of his clinic called, lovely?
It's called Breast and Body Clinic.
Breast and body, yeah. So he's basically a BCC. That's his clinic there, BBC clinic, Dr. Michael Yanaev. He wants to be Jeremy. So I'm just saying, like, Jeremy's kind of the benchmark of what Michael wants to be. Michael's a nice guy. Very nice. And he's a mate of Jay's as well.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Isabel's very good friends with his daughter.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Okay. I'll target him as well. I'll target them both. And this is what I mean. It's like bottom line, the way I see it is that I want to target everyone in Australia. Like, literally, everyone. And eventually, maybe a small percentage, if we can get just 10%. Of the people of the market, that's massive. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's massive. It's like eventually we want to target everyone. We want everyone to have heard of Skin Virtue. Yeah, and okay, it's not for 90% of the people. That's fine, but the other 10% can love it, and that's all we want. 10% of the market. Yeah.
But that is good, but it should be more than 10% because...
Well, it's a realistic benchmark. And that realistic benchmark means the business is massive in Australia. It's very big. Plus, don't forget, Australia is only going to be, on a global scale, 10% of our world market.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's like, yes, we can corner the Australian market, but once we get Australia right, yeah, once we, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's and we have the systems in place and we know everything that we do is working, then we go to international. You know what I mean? It's like then you can go into North America, into the UK, into Europe, et cetera, et cetera. And then that's when it really is another level of business. It's another world. It's like, bang, all of a sudden. You want this to be, firstly, a local brand, then a national brand, then an international brand, then a global.
That's exactly right. All fantastic. I better go. I've got to now finish the child. Do some more calls. But it's awesome. And phone works, and I've just received a text from a lady saying she wants a parcel, which is fantastic.
Excellent.
So
I haven't
that.
Seen this response from the skin hospital that you said.
No, it's there, Gary. It's come up on mine. What are you doing, Jane Hogan? Hang on, the 7th of August after 11:30 a.m. Good morning, Gary. I'm going to screenshot.
I'm going to
screenshot. I'm screenshotting the email so you can see it. And then you know. That's there. It's awesome. The leaf is still like.
It's amazing. It's in my archive. Why did it go straight to archives? I would have missed that, Rachel. Thank you. Like, that is.
No way you would have missed it and felt all ho-hum. Why didn't you come back to me? Well, she's come back to you, all right. There you go. You've got it.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, great. Excellent.
Awesome.
Well done.
Okay.
All right.
No worries.
You take care. Thank you. Bye for now.
Okay, bye.